Okay, good morning, everybody. How are we doing? Welcome to this environmental data workshop. My name is Roland Harwood from a company called 100% Open. We're going to be working with you today, facilitating the workshop. I just want to introduce my colleague Simone over here. Give us a wave, Simone. And we've got David and Sean over here, who you'll hear from shortly. Sorry, there are some pillars, so not all of you will necessarily see everything at all times, but we'll do our best to make sure that we have line of sight as best as possible. So we have a packed agenda for you. We're going to crack on. Just very quickly, we have allocated you in different tables. There are five zones in the room. Don't worry, we're going to encourage you to move around, and you can switch zones later on if you like. But just for starters, we have an energy zone over here, two tables at the back. Give us a wave, energy zone. Okay, hello, energy. Then we have the built environment, which are these two tables. Can you give us a wave, built environment? Thank you very much. And then we have agriculture and food, which are these two tables here. Give us a wave, lovely. Then we have transport, which are these two tables. Hello, transport. And then right at the back, financial services. Give us a wave, financial services. Thank you very much. And thank you all for coming to this magnificent venue, quite far out of town. So we're expecting a few people coming a little bit late because it's a bit further than perhaps some people expected. But appreciate you all making the efforts to be here today. So I'm just going to say a few words of introduction and welcome, and then I'm going to hand over to Derek Pedley from the Environmental Services Knowledge Transfer Network, to Mike Pitts from the Technology Strategy Board, and we have a whole series of activities that we're going to talk you through. Okay, we seem to have some issues with the screen. We're just sorting that out now. So I could do with my slides there, if that's okay, Jacob. Good. So what are we here to do today? We are here to engage you, data owners, innovators, businesses, other interested parties, in a brand new challenge, which you'll hear about a little later this morning, from the Technology Strategy Board and NERC. And what we want to do today is really get your input into that, but we really want to understand what problems we can solve through this new challenge, or what opportunities, business opportunities we can create through merging of environmental data and other data. So an image that we scribbled on a board some time ago, which sort of inspired our thinking, was what could we do if we take all this environmental data that we have? You'll notice on your table some little, what we call environmental data top trumps cards, which we'll talk you through in a minute, to give you a smorgasbord of all the environmental data available. And if we could merge that with other data, that might be other environmental data, it might be other data sets from the different sectors that you're currently sitting in, what business opportunities could we create through that? So our agenda, just to recap very briefly, so you're going to hear from Derek and Mike, then we've got our keynote speaker, Rachel from British Geological Society, very interesting case study. Then we'd really like to hear from you what skills, resources, data you have access to and that you can bring to the room and to this challenge, but also what skills, resources and data you are looking for that you could perhaps play with, interact with, collaborate with. That'll take us to a coffee break. Then after the coffee break, we're going to introduce a bit more about the environmental data that we have at our disposal through this challenge. There's a video we're going to show you, and we're going to talk you through some of that, answer any questions that you may have. And then we're going to go what we call data dating. So we're going to try and mix you all up and see what opportunities we can create through mixing up and merging of those data sets and create some business opportunities. Then this afternoon, we're going to then drill down into what are the specific problems we're solving and for whom through those particular business opportunities. And then we'd love to hear what some of those are. We'll be filling the walls with various cards, etc., as we go, and we'll talk you through that. We'll be all done and dusted by 4 o'clock. And if nothing else, I'm a stickler for time, so I'll make sure that we're gone by four. It's a beautiful day. I'm sort of half tempted not to say this, but in some of the sections it might be nice to kind of explore the outside, certainly in the breaks, because it's such a gorgeous day. And there is a cracking view, though I know you're all currently looking this way, but at some point you might want to turn the other way around. So we often say innovation is a U-shaped process, by which we mean it's fun at the beginning when we're meeting new people, like we are right now. And it's fun at the end when we're creating new value and making money and all the rest of it. But it's generally pretty difficult in the middle when you've got two or more data sets and two or more parties coming together and trying to figure out what they're going to do together. So today is no different. Hopefully it'll be fun at the beginning and fun at the end. And at lunchtime, we'll deserve our lunch. But All I'm trying to say there is trust the process. Please go with the process. We've done this lots of times before, and we'll get to a satisfactory outcome at the end. There are a few behaviours which are on the slides if and when we get them, but if not, they are on the board here, so I'll just quickly tell you what they are. So we'd really love it if you, sort of, as best you can, adopt these behaviours throughout the session today. Number one, I know it's difficult, but we ask you to build on other people's ideas. Say yes and, not no but. Number two, your body language speaks 1,000 words. So please lean in and get stuck in. Get your sleeves rolled up. That's what this kind of session is all about. Number three, I'm assuming most people don't know each other around the table. So let's try and have one conversation at a time and really kind of build new ideas from each other. Number four, try and refrain, notwithstanding the fact that we would really actively encourage you to tweet and blog and kind of share the conversations that you're having, and you'll hear a bit more about that in a second from Steve. Try to kind of stay in the room, stay at your groups, and sort of take kind of work emails and calls in the breaks. Number five, be visual. So there's flip charts, there's cards. We'd love you to be sketching any images for stuff that occurs to you, as well as writing it down. Capture every opportunity or problem that you solve. Number seven of eight, to some extent, you are all experts in your own domains, which is fantastic, but to some extent we want you to leave your job titles at the door for today and just come together in a kind of spirit of kind of collaboration and see what we can create, and then you can pick up your job titles on the way out. And then finally, and probably most importantly, given the different zones we have in the room, is what we call the law of 2 feet, which is if you're, for whatever reason, feel you have more to gain or more to give at a different table or a different sector, then that's absolutely fine. We encourage you to stand up, be polite, sort of say thank you and move on and join a different table, and we'll give you an opportunity to do that throughout the day. I just want to remind you, in terms of intellectual property, this is an open session. It is being, various bits of it are being recorded and shared, and obviously we're not under any kind of agreement here, but we do ask you to broadly observe Chatham House rules, by which we mean you're free to use anything that you hear today, but we ask you to respect the identity of the originator. So if you do want to share something, ask permission first is basically the rule that we'd like to encourage you to abide by, and therefore be careful about sharing anything that might be confidential, because it is an open session. Right, so now perhaps I can ask Steve just to say a few words about the social media amplification of the day. Steve, over to you.
Hello, is this on? Yes, it is. Hello, I'm Steve, and this is Laura, and we're from an organisation called Amplified. And we're here to help document the process of the day. So rather than there just being a kind of a final summary, there's actually a kind of ongoing journey through the day. So that will be collaboratively with you, particularly those of you that are tweeting. The hashtag is ENV Data TSB. So Environmental Data TSB, ENV Data TSB. It will be on the screens when they stop freaking out. If you would like to tweet, that would be fabulous. If you're posting pictures to Flickr, they will also be pulled together. We'll be taking pictures. That's Laura with the camera over there. If at any point you don't want to be photographed, that's fine. Just ask for that. If you see any pictures on Flickr that you don't like, we can take those down as well.
We make it look nice.
Yes. We'll be taking lots of pictures so we can delete the bad ones. We'll also be coming around with audio recorders. So if there are any ideas that you want to document that you can't be bothered to write down yourselves, grab us. We'll come over and record you, and that can then become part of the output from today. We will, in line with what Roland was just saying about the data sensitivity, we'll wait for you to flag us down to do that, so we'll make ourselves available. But do grab us. If there's a conversation happening that you think would be useful to record, please do grab us, and we'll come and make ourselves available for that, rather than surreptitiously creeping up behind you and recording you without you knowing. But anything that you want to contribute, just come and talk to us. If you want to write about what you're doing, if you have pictures, if you have documents, if you have data you want to share publicly, come and talk to us. We can put that on the page of the site. And the URL of the page for today will go up as well once the screens are working. Thank you.
Great, thanks, Steve. So part of the reason we want to do that is because we obviously want to engage and work with all the people in this room, but we're also keen to engage people that weren't able to make it today. There are three other Well, there are actually 7 other workshops and events as part of this challenge, which you'll get to hear about shortly. But so we're keen to kind of spread the word as far and wide as we can, which is part of the reason why we are doing that.